الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, in today's recitation, our Imam and Qari recited for the very first time Allah mentions in the Quran the Prophet Ibrahim. وَإِذِ بِتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَ. And the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam has the unique honor and respect of being the most widely venerated prophet in all of human history. The Jews, the Christians, the Muslims, according to one opinion, even the name Brahman that comes from Hinduism originates from the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam is mentioned almost second to none. In terms of sheer quantity, the Prophet Musa is mentioned more in the Quran. But in terms of qudwa, in terms of being taken as a role model, no one comes second to the Prophet Ibrahim. Even our Prophet Muhammad SAW is told in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمٌ. You have in Ibrahim a good role model. No one is told to the Prophet ﷺ to take as a role model other than his own father Ibrahim. And once it is narrated that a man passed by the Prophet ﷺ and he said, Ya khayr al bariyya, O best of all of mankind. And the Prophet ﷺ said, no, that was my father Ibrahim. And even though, of course, we know that the Prophet ﷺ is in fact the chosen one, and he is the Sayyidu Waladi Adam, the leader of the children of Adam, but out of humility, he considered his father Ibrahim to be the greatest of all of mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in these verses, and much can be said, but time limits me to extract some wisdoms, that remember and recall, when Allah tested Ibrahim with some commandments, and he fulfilled all of them. So Allah tested Ibrahim with many commandments. And of those commandments, perhaps the greatest and the most difficult was to sacrifice his own son, Ismail. And you all know the story that he went all the way to the end and then Allah Azza wa Jal saved him from that. And many other commandments were given to Ibrahim. And Ibrahim alayhi salam fulfilled those commandments. So Allah said, O Ibrahim, I am making you an imam to mankind. Inni ja'iduka lin-nasi imama. And an imam over here means somebody who is taken as a leader. So, this shows us, brothers and sisters, if you want to be taken as a role model, if you want to be taken as a leader, you must do so through the obedience to the commandments of Allah. When Ibrahim fulfilled the commandments of Allah, when he passed all of the tests, then and only then was he told, I am making you an imam. So whoever wants to be respected and beloved in this world and the next, the only way to achieve that is by perfecting one's worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Ibrahim is told, Allah is telling him, I'm making you the leader for all of mankind. Ibrahim says, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي. I want my children to have that leadership in Islam as well. I want them as well to be taken as such beautiful role models. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِيَ الظَّالِمِينَ. That unrighteous, wicked people will not be able to get this promise. Meaning, O Ibrahim, blood doesn't matter when it comes to religiosity. Whether he's your son or not, if he's evil and bad, he will not be taken as a role model. And if he is a righteous person, even if he's not your son, he will be taken as your role model. So Ibrahim alayhi salam wanted this religious imama, and the religious imama here is prophethood, and to be beloved to all of mankind through the religious respect. Ibrahim wanted his children to have that. And Allah says, no. Just because he's a child of yours will not make that person a prophet or a saint or a righteous person. And this is what we believe in Islam. There is no holy family. There is no holy blood. Every person is judged by himself and herself. It doesn't matter who your father, your mother, your child, your daughter. You are you on the day of judgment. And even the Prophet Ibrahim is told, just because he's your son doesn't mean that he will become an imam. If he's an unrighteous, wicked person, it's not going to happen. So then Ibrahim makes a dua to Allah. When Allah tells him to build the house, then he makes a dua to Allah that, O Allah, اجعل هذا البلد آمنا. Make this house a sacred, a holy land, and make it peaceful. And وارزق أهله من الثمرات. And give the people who live in Mecca lots of food. Now, Ibrahim has been told that unrighteous and wicked people will not get the promise of Allah, will not get imama. So out of shyness, out of bashfulness, he himself says, O Allah, only give good people food. وَارْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمْرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. If they believe in you, then give them food. Why did he add this clause? Why did he add this clause? Because he felt that Allah Azza wa Jal reproached him when he wanted his children to be blessed with righteousness. So now that he's asking for food, he says, oh Allah, only give Muslims food. But then Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran what? Allah says in the Quran what? That even those who don't believe in me, I will give them food. قَالَ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا. In terms of food, in terms of drink, in terms of breathing and eating and sleeping, Allah gives to the Muslim and the kafir. Doesn't matter. So just because you have more money, just because you have more wealth, don't ever assume that you are beloved to Allah. True imamah comes from religiosity, as the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam said, was told in the Quran. And worldly blessings are given to the Muslim and to the non-Muslim. It doesn't matter. It is not a sign of Allah's blessings on you just because you have more money, just because you have more health or wealth. No. So Ibrahim alayhi salam is told, even if they don't believe in me, I will give them food. قَالَ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا. But then in the next world, they will meet their fate. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam says, Allah says, tells us in the Quran, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ. When Ibrahim and his son Ismail were building the Kaaba, they are putting the blocks of the Kaaba. As they're building the Kaaba, what dua are they making? رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. This is a very profound dua. It's a very deep dua. Can you imagine anything holier than building the first masjid in all of human history? The Mecca masjid, the Haram. Can you imagine anyone holier than Ibrahim? Can you imagine any act than putting the foundations for the Kaaba? Him and his son Ismail, one by one they are building the Kaaba. Who can possibly not think that this action will be accepted? But no, my dear brothers and sisters, just because you do a deed, don't assume Allah will accept it. Because you do not know. How about if your intention was not right? How about if there's another thing? How about if the money was haram? How about if any other issue comes? So as you make any deed, make sure you also make dua to Allah. تَقَبَّلْ minna. Accept this deed. Of what use is a good deed if Allah does not accept it? Of what use is doing something when it is not accepted by Allah? And that is why Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah only accepts from the righteous people. My dear brothers and sisters, even hypocrites do good deeds. Even people with no iman do good deeds. Even people who don't want Allah's rewards do good deeds. The importance is not in doing the deed. The importance is acceptance from Allah. If Allah accepts the good deed. So here we are standing in prayer. Let no one feel deluded. Oh, mashallah, I'm doing a big thing. Subhanallah, what have you done after all that Allah has given you? And here you stand. And are you sure your intention and my intention is pure? What if our intention is to show the other people? What if we have other false intentions? What if we have ghurur? What if we have riya? What if we have kibr? What if? No matter how righteous we are, we have to raise our hands up to Allah and make dua to Allah. Oh Allah, accept my siyam. Oh Allah, accept my qiyam. Oh Allah, accept every good deed that I do. And that is why, In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the righteous are those who, when they do their good deeds, wajilat qulubuhum, their hearts are trembling as they do those deeds. Aisha said, O Messenger of Allah, these people, they're doing good deeds. Allah describes them as doing good deeds, and yet they're trembling. Are these people the major sinners? They're murderers, they're rapists, doing zina, and they're scared Allah will reject their deeds. That's why they're trembling. And the Prophet said, no, Ibn al-Siddiq, O daughter of al-Siddiq radiallahu anh. No, O Aisha, these are those who they do the good deed and they are righteous and they are terrified that what if Allah does not accept that deed? So the whole deed goes in vain and waste. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, from this we learn, even Ibrahim alayhi salam is making dua, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. رَبَّنَا, O my Lord, make me and my progeny of those, in Surah Ibrahim, مِن مُقِيمِي الصَّلَاةِ, of those who are establishing the prayer. So we learn here as well, Allah did not promise Ibrahim that his children would all be righteous. That Allah clearly said. When Ibrahim says, I want my children to have that imamah, Allah says, I cannot guarantee that. It depends on them. So true, there's no guarantee. But we need to make dua to Allah. We need to make dua to Allah. Oh Allah, make me and my children of those who are righteous. Make me and my children of those who are establishing the salah. And it is a beautiful dua that the salah, our qibla is the Kaaba. And Ibrahim, as he's building our qibla that billions of people are facing, Ibrahim's worry is, oh Allah, make me and my children from those who establish the salah. There's no guarantee. Even he's building the Kaaba and he's not sure, what if my grandchildren are not praying? What if my children are not righteous? So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our children are following this beautiful path of Islam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on and says, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. Who can possibly want to reject the method and way of Ibrahim alayhi salam? And the context of these verses is, of course, right before, if you listen to the recitation and the translation, right before Allah talks about Jews and Christians and other Abrahamic religions. And each one of them is saying, oh, we are the correct, we are the good people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ibrahim was neither a Jew nor a Christian. How could he have been a Jew or a Christian when Judaism and Christianity came after him? مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا. Ibrahim was not one of these things. وَلَكِنَّهُ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. He was of those who submitted to Allah. He was of those who worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Ibrahim alayhi salam is taken as a role model for all of the Abrahamic religions, Muslims, Christians, and Jews. And we are told to take him as the ultimate criterion of who is a true submitter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who follow in the footsteps of the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.